I couldn't help thinking what a perfect way to begin these days of retreat for the residents. We have this opportunity to gather here and pray for God's blessings upon this little retreat, which fits in with several things. First, it's the year of faith. And Mother Maureen had asked me to come during this year of faith to give a retreat to the residents. And faith, according to Pope Benedict, is not so much in a set of doctrines as in a person. Pope Benedict was very big, both in his encyclical God is Love and in various things that he said, that our faith ultimately is in a person. And that requires an encounter. And so how beautiful that we have in our gospel and on this feast, the celebration of one of the greatest encounters with Jesus in the gospels, where Mary Magdalene encounters Jesus and her faith is deepened because of that encounter. And that was Pope Benedict's hope for us during this year of faith, that we would encounter Jesus in a fresh and new way that would deepen our faith, our relationship with him, and ultimately our love for him. The depth of our faith really depends upon the depth of this encounter. It can't be a superficial encounter with Jesus. It can't be in our prayer where we simply think about Jesus. But it has to be on that deeper level, not so much of the mind, but of the heart. During the year of St. Paul, Pope Benedict had a beautiful reflection in one of his Wednesday general audiences, where he said, at the time of Jesus, the people, many of them, like the Pharisees and scribes, knew about Jesus. And they knew many facts about him, where he was from, but they didn't know him in a deeper way, the way the apostles had come to know him, because they spent time with him. And Pope Benedict said, ultimately, coming to know Jesus in that deeper way, that more intimate way, it's not so much a matter of our minds, but of our hearts. And so a second theme that we have coming during these days of retreat, and this is a little prelude to the retreat, almost like an advertisement for it, we will be looking at the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the deepest core, if you will. The word core means heart. The deepest center of Jesus, who wants to be the center of our lives. And so we'll be speaking about coming to know him in this deeper way and having this heart-to-heart relationship with him. Saint Mary Magdalene, I think, is a great example of this. She couldn't understand what happened to Jesus, his body. She still didn't believe in the resurrection, in the promise that Jesus had made. Different popes like Pope John Paul and different teachers of the faith, including Saint Ignatius, think that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the first person that Jesus met after his resurrection. We don't have that in the Gospels. But they think that Mary, the mother of Jesus, would have been the first person that Jesus would have gone to see after he rose from the dead, as though to say, Mother, look! And it makes sense because Mary wasn't with those other women that came to anoint the body of Jesus. Why wasn't she with Mary Magdalene and the other women who came to anoint the body of Jesus? Because she believed they wouldn't find his body in the tomb. She believed in the resurrection. Mary Magdalene still hasn't come to that faith, but she has deep love. The love that leads her to cry because the body of Jesus is missing. And it's the deep love that led her to stay there at the tomb, to be at the spot where she knows Jesus last was. And because she stays there, while John and Peter wandered off, she's the one to whom Jesus reveals himself. This encounter was due to the fact that she had great love, and she persevered and was patient. And so we have that beautiful scene of Jesus asking her the same question that the angels asked: why do you weep? It's a very beautiful picture of Mary weeping and looking away from Jesus, who she thinks is the gardener. But when Jesus calls her name, Mary, she has this recognition that it is the one she was seeking who was calling her. And she turns around, and you can just see her grabbing a hold of him and not wanting to let go of him now. Because of that encounter, because of that love, now her faith goes deeper. And she's made a missionary, which is a third theme of this retreat day, these days that we will have. We have Year of Faith, Sacred Heart of Jesus, and World Youth Day, the theme of which is go and make disciples of all nations. And Mary Magdalene is a great example of that for us. Jesus says, don't hold on to me, don't cling to me, hold me in your heart, but don't cling to me here, because you are sent to bring the good news, to bring this message of love to my brothers, to the apostles, the 11. And so Mary Magdalene, St. Thomas Aquinas, called her the apostle to the apostles. She is sent. She's an apostle to bring the good news. And that's where it's a reminder to all of us, and I hope to especially remind the residents that you don't have to leave the place you're in to be a missionary. One of the co-patrons of the missions is St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower, who never left her Carmelite convent and yet became the patron of the missions because of her prayer, her love, her sacrifice, that the gospel would spread, her prayers for missionaries. And I hope through this retreat I'll be able to help the residents appreciate a little better their own call to go and make disciples. It's not just for the youth. It's for all of us. I'll say more about that tomorrow, because Pope Francis, on his way over to Rio de Janeiro, said he was going to meet the youth. But he said, and he said, the youth are the future. But he said, so too are the elderly. The elderly are the future also. Why? He said, because they keep the faith alive for the future generations. They pass that faith on, and through their prayers and sacrifices for their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they keep the faith alive and pass it on. So it's beautiful that already Pope Francis is recognizing that World Youth Day is for all of us.